The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And good afternoon. This is Tom Skarda, and this is the Franchise Radio Show. And we're broadcasting every Tuesday night. And this is the show that is everything about franchising, everything you ever wanted to know, how to buy a franchise, how to sell a franchise, how to turn your business into a franchise, soup to nuts. So we are excited to bring franchising across the United States, great franchise information, unbiased, and real straight-up good advice to help people figure out if franchising is for them or not, because it's not for everybody. And I'm a franchise consultant and own the business, the Franchise Academy, which is powered by FranChoice. And at the Franchise Academy, we help people figure out what franchise is best for them. And doing this now for 13 years, working nationwide, helping people figure out franchising. So if you have any questions about franchising, if you're thinking about buying a franchise, we should probably have a conversation. You know, there's more than 4,000 franchises in 90 different industries. It's very overwhelming when you start trying to figure out what franchise is good and which is not, and then which is the best for you and which is not. So it's pretty complex. And so I help people break it down so it's not overwhelming. And I want to thank my wife, Gina, for being my co-host tonight. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
Hey. Glad that you're here. Gina owned and operated two franchises and three non-franchise businesses with me. So we had great success with the smoothie franchise, made a lot of money selling it, and then we bought a second franchise, and we bought it for the wrong reasons, and it ended up failing. And that's what made us franchise experts, actually, is learning from that failure. So, you know, we're here to help people. Our mission is to help people make sure they don't buy the wrong franchise. You could contact me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Again, that's tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com.
I think we should point out that we did not buy the second franchise through FranChoice, which is...
Right, so the second franchise we bought...
We did on our own.
Yeah, because we were cocky, and we were like, hey, we don't need anybody to help us. We know what we're doing. Yeah,
I know what I want.
Yeah. So the number one reason for failure in a business, in my opinion, is buying... Or the number one thing to look out for, the number one pitfall in buying a franchise is becoming infatuated with the concept and buying it for those reasons as opposed to good business reasons. Mm-hmm. So... there's a lot to talk about. So if you are thinking about franchising, you know, feel free to give me a call. And I have a toll-free number, which is 866-545-6191. And tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I'm also the author of Franchise Savvy and proud to say that it's a number one bestseller. And it's now on Audible. So download it. If you like to listen to books in your car, download Franchise Savvy on Audible. And I think you'll really enjoy it. I'm excited because we have Lauren Cohen coming
on. We have a guest coming on tonight, yep. But before she comes on, can I tell you a little bit about what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Gina? What are you up to? Tell me. I have no idea.
Thank you for asking. Okay. 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. 2 weeks from December 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah. All right.
December 2nd and 3rd. I am going to be in my big gay Italian Christmas at the Golden Nugget. It's a great show.
The Golden Nugget in
Atlantic City.
Oh,
Atlantic
nice.
City, yeah. So if you're not doing anything, you want to come out to Atlantic City for Christmas holidays and see a great Christmas show.
It's a Saturday night and a Sunday night.
Saturday and Sunday, yep. The show is written by Anthony Wilkinson, who this is the fourth in his series, right? There was my big gay Italian wedding, my big gay Italian funeral, my big gay Italian midlife crisis, and now this. And I have been in all four.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Because what's really awesome, if you don't know Gina, she was a New York City police officer for 20 years and retired after doing 20, getting the pension. and in 2007 started taking stand-up comedy classes and acting classes and changed her whole life.
Yeah.
And now she's actually writing a book about it.
I reinvented myself. I am writing a book, Rock Your Second Act.
Yeah.
But what I'm really excited about, because this show I'm going to be doing with one of the other Italian chicks. I'm in a comedy troupe called The Italian Chicks as well.
Oh, yeah. Marianne and Boom Boom.
Marianne Boom Boom Maizano is going to be in the show with me. So I'm super excited about that.
Well, cool.
There's some really great talent in the show. It's very, very funny.
Of course.
If you're not doing anything, come out December 2nd and 3rd, cool. Atlantic City, Golden Nugget.
Hey, I'm excited because I want to jump into this this interview with this caller, Lauren Cohen.
Oh, so is she in?
She is on. Lauren and I met. Lauren is an attorney. She's based in Miami, and she is an immigration attorney. So it's really interesting. She helps people that are immigrating to the United States do what they call a EB-5 visa, and there's different types of these things, but it's a business type visa where you can, you know, invest in a business in the United States and then open it up in the United States, which leads ultimately in very short term a green card. So she helps people do that. She's been doing it for years, and now she wrote a book about it, which is also a number one bestseller, and it's called Finding Your Silver Lining in the Business Immigration Process. And it's really cool because the proceeds of the book go to fund Find My Silver Lining, which is charity in memory of her dad. So this is really, really cool. And I'm going to bring her on. Hang on a second. Let me try to make this technology work. And hey, Lauren, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
I'm so excited because you're here and talking to us live on the air.
Nice to be here.
This is so cool.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just hope my dog doesn't bark.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We all got dogs. One of the best franchises out there is in dog care. So
there you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say that's a good segue.
Yes, exactly. So I have a really extensive biography about you, but give me, give us your biography. Give us your take. What are you doing these days? What are you working on? What's exciting in your business?
Sure. Thanks, Tom. So I've been doing business immigration for about 10 years now, before which I actually set up some franchises, did a lot of transactional corporate work. And more in the past several years, not just in the EB-5 space, but which is a road to a green card, but in the non-immigrant space, there's been more and more demand for franchises as the vehicle. So I've really started to focus on franchises as the perfect vehicle for these foreign investors looking to get visas to come into the United States. And it's a great way for franchises to expand and build their brand in the United States by attracting foreign investors. So it's a really great alternative tool instead of going after the same, keeping on going after the same prospective franchisees domestically. You can bring in foreign investors. They come in as domestic investors. The money comes into the U.S. They create jobs in the U.S. and it's a win-win for everybody. And I just think franchises are such a great option. I myself am originally from Canada.
Uh-huh.
I wrote the book that you were mentioning, and thank you for mentioning that, specifically to help like business brokers, franchise brokers, and realtors to understand the different franchises, I'm sorry, the different visas that are available. Even coming from Canada, there's a lot of adjustment that you have to do when you come into a new country. And starting your own business, in addition to that, adds a lot of stress to the visa process, to, the whole process is complicated because you're dependent on your business's success. If you have the tools and structure that the franchises offer, it really it gives you a much higher likelihood of success. You have enough to deal with already, so why not get the benefit of all of the systems and structure and back office and marketing that the franchises offer? So I love them.
That's great, and I love that you love franchising because I love franchising. So
yeah,
so it's cool because you're building a whole kind of niche business out of this? Because I know that, you know, there's some franchise brokers and consultants out there to help people through the EB-5 and you know, trying to figure it all out. But you're laying out a whole business plan here, which I'm really, really excited about. So
Thank you, Tom. Yes, we've definitely been talking about it for a while. I think we've known each other several years, and this most recent iteration is basically giving franchises, franchisors specifically, a tool that it's essentially a slide deck, like a PowerPoint presentation that's targeted specifically at attracting foreign investors. So I come in, I do an analysis of the franchise, and I create this PowerPoint presentation that includes a visa analysis, a jobs analysis, and a competitive analysis. And the beauty of that is that I then train the franchise or work with the franchise, depending on the situation, how to go about applying that in real life, attracting the investors, marketing to those foreign investors, who can you market to, what are the best markets to target based on your particular franchise and the opportunity and the cost and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full service because not only does the franchisor have access through this tool to the prospective investor, but they have access to me and my team as resources to answer, you know, the basic questions that the investors might have when they're coming in. And of course, then of course, there's also the book that's going to augment that as well. But it's just a real full service kind of thing, because what often happens, as you know, I'm sure, is a lot of franchises, the prospective investor, even domestically, but specifically the foreign investor, comes in and something gets lost in the translation. And I'm not even saying literal translation. Mm-hmm. The person is, you know, qualifies. Let's say they make the application, the franchisor approves them, the whole process starts, but then it comes to the visa and something gets lost. The immigration attorney may not do the follow through that's needed. The business plan that supports the franchise needs to be adjusted for the visa purposes. And sometimes it's just not that full circle picture or that bigger picture that's being presented. And that's what I bring to the table, is that whole, you know, the whole genesis of, okay, here's a franchise that's good for you as an investor. You as the investor need a visa. Let's get you into the franchise and let's figure out how to get you the visa at the same time. Right. And make sure that, you know, all of the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, so that everything runs smoothly, and at the end of the day, it leads ultimately to success in the process.
So somebody needs a lawyer to do this, right?
Yes. So although this is what we've been doing as attorneys and business plan specialists for many, many years, at the end of the day, one of our, you know, we have a slew of colleagues that we work with that we can recommend. But yes, ultimately, an attorney is needed. And that's one of the things that is a kind of misconception. People think that they don't need an attorney to do this. And let me tell you that the worst thing that a prospective investor could do for themselves is try to prepare their own petition or their own business plan.
Yeah.
Because you've got so much riding on it. You're investing in a new country, especially in EB-5, which is the minimum as of today of $500,000, no matter where you're investing. You're creating jobs, and they cut corners at the end of the day to save a few dollars by trying to do their own legal work or their own visa business plan. And it's just the most illogical thing, but it happens every day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, I'm going to spend $150,000 or $200,000 on the franchise, but I'm going to save the $10,000 for legal fees, and I'm going to do it myself. And then just, you know.
It's so silly.
We went to law school for a reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because it's, you know, it even happens kind of in my business where people are like, oh, I don't need a franchise consultant. I could do it myself.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, you know, how do you figure out really what is the best franchise if you've never been in the world before? And so that's what we help people do.
And these mistakes are costly.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
That's Gina. I'm sorry.
Hi. Oh, you didn't introduce me.
It's my wife, Gina.
Hi, Lord.
Who?
Hi,
yeah,
Gina.
She does the co-hosting with me. I'm sorry. I should have done a formal introduction.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. So what I was going to say was, in law, you know, you can go online, just like with franchises. Like, I can go and say, okay, I want to buy a whatever, you know, donut franchise. And I go and I say, oh, I know that brand. I'm going to just apply. Well, let me tell you, it's the same stuff. People go online. They get documents. They see, like, let's say a franchise disclosure document. The franchisor decides, oh, we're going to, or the prospective franchisor, we're going to set up our own franchise. We're going to set up our own investment. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And people become their own worst enemies because they're trying to be their own lawyers. And
right.
They end up coming back to us, not only to fix the mess that they've made, but now they could be in litigation, and it's just a disaster. So, you know, seek professional counsel before you get yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
It's like you need to seek the counsel of somebody like yourself that are franchise experts and understand the nuances that are involved in figuring out what's the right franchise for the client.
Because
right. It's not just a one-size-fits-all.
No, not at all.
No.
So what kind of investors make the best fit? So, like, if we're thinking about foreign investors, is there certain types of people that we're looking for to go through this process with you?
Well, for foreign investors, it's really, there's different types of visas. There's three main visas and then some other visas for which a franchise can be used as a vehicle. The most common franchise visa vehicle is an E-2 visa, which is a treaty investor, which means the U.S. has a treaty with the country that the investor is from. And it's a treaty of trade and commerce, and they have an investment agreement. So that means it goes, you know, two way. It's a two way street. So let's say we're talking about Canada. Canada has a treaty investor treaty with the U.S. And so Canadians are always great clients. I say that with a grain of salt, since I am one. But uh-huh. Canadians happen to be generally, you know, very similar to Americans, although we are different. And so the Canadian is a great investor because they have access to all of the visas. E2 is restricted to countries that have these treaties. You've got Canada, you've got most of Europe, you've got a couple of South American countries. None of the BRICS countries are E2 countries. Israel is not, at the moment, a formal E2 country, although they have a signed treaty,
yeah.
Meaning that it hasn't been implemented yet. So E2 is the most, I call it in my book, the coveted visa. Generally speaking, you're looking at an average investment of $100,000, although there's no specific number stated, and sometimes it's higher and sometimes it's lower depending on the business. But that's the best vehicle, the most commonly used vehicle for people to get in.
No, I didn't know that. I thought it was the 5.
No, so EB-5 is, because of the amount, the minimum $500,000, and the fact that to date, most EB-5 investors actually have invested in larger projects. It's becoming more and more popular, but the numbers are relatively low compared to the E2. So EB-5, you also have to create a minimum of 10 jobs. So some of the franchises wouldn't, like, you know, perhaps like an Experimac or something, wouldn't necessarily qualify for an EB-5. You might have to put a couple of units or an area together.
Right.
On the other hand, you have an L1 visa. Now, L1 is complicated because for an L1, you have to have a foreign company, and the foreign company has to be connected, affiliated, related to the U.S. company. And there has to be, after the first year, a relationship of, like, a managerial relationship of some level of professionals. So only certain franchises are going to qualify for people that don't want to invest the $500,000. And don't qualify for the E2. So I'm giving you very, you know, very general nuanced stuff. There's also this EB-1C, which is like the L1 after the first year when you can actually apply for a green card, but you have to meet certain requirements. All of this is covered in the book, but it's definitely a very complicated area of law, and I don't want to get into all the details.
Yeah.
Or your client, your customer. Yeah, exactly.
The listeners. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I deal in this kind of stuff every once in a while. I had no idea it was so complicated, but we're going to go into a break in a second, Lauren, and I want to give the listeners a location where they could get your book, you know, if it's online, and also how to contact you. So But what is that?
Sure. So my website is www.ecouncilinc.com. That's ECOUNCILINC.com. And you can reach me at info@ECOUNCILINC.com. We're very active on LinkedIn, Facebook. FindMySilverLining.com. The book is available there. It links right to Amazon. So that's my nonprofit charity that we just got approved, as you were mentioning, about a month ago. Very excited about that.
Cool.
And so those are the best ways. And, of course, I also have the toll-free number, like you. It's 866-724-0085. 866-724-0085.
So, Lauren, hang on. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a commercial break. Don't hang up. And stay tuned to the Franchise Radio Show. We will be right back.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And welcome back to the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Skarda. And we are talking everything franchising. Tonight is really special because we have Lauren Cohn with us, who is an attorney extraordinaire. She does immigration business, immigration, and specializes in franchising. So she's also a franchise expert and has a ton of information to share. So this is so cool. Hey, Lauren, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know how to work equipment, so that's why I got Mike. I call him Mike the mechanic. Mike is my engineer.
That's funny. There you go.
It's all good?
Good. Everybody should have a mic, right?
Yes. I feel like that anyway. But
yes.
So and Gina is with me, my trusty host, co-host, and
sidekick
and wife. but this is really so interesting, and I think really nobody knows about this immigration visa program and what you're doing, especially with your book, you know, kind of systematizing it like a franchise to work within a franchise to help franchise. I mean, it's such a win-win around the table. Franchise companies gain great franchisees that create jobs and create tax base within the community. They're operating within the state. I mean, it's just really an unbelievable process. And I'm lucky to you know be able to know you and have this come across with FranChoice. But what we really need, I think, as you're building your business, is franchise companies, right? You need to talk to franchise companies to explain to them what's going on, right?
Right. Especially emerging and newer franchises that are in or those that are in major expansion mode. That really are looking to grow out their representation across the country, and you know, like foreign nationals tend to be very driven, and they want to succeed. Their visa depends on the business's success, so they have even more of an incentive than just a general franchisee. So they're just a really great way to grow and expand your franchise brand.
Yeah.
So I think that it's very often overlooked by the franchises. Some franchise brokers, unlike yourself, who obviously is much more oriented toward bringing in foreign investors, but some franchise brokers also overlook that. Another thing that often happens, I don't know if this is true in New York, but here in Florida, there's an MLS system, and even some franchises are on the system, and they check off visa eligible, which is actually what drove me to write the book, because visa eligible, they base that visa eligibility simply on the price, as opposed to it's a whole package. Each visa has its own specific requirements, and each franchise has its own specific ways of qualifying or not qualifying for that visa. So you may have a franchise that doesn't necessarily cost a lot. It could be, you know, $60,000-$70,000 buy-in fee or even less, but it may be a great candidate for a visa because when you add all the additional fees of setup and you know, getting things going, your startup costs, and then you have operations and you really are bringing staff in. So even though the franchise fee may not in and of itself qualify, the business as a whole may. And these are things that are just not really addressed at the outset. And there's a lot of people on the foreign investor side that are just completely confused. And they come to their immigration attorneys or corporate attorneys and say, can you recommend a franchise for me? And really, the immigration or corporate attorney can't and shouldn't because they're not really expert in the field.
Right.
So
right.
It's a win-win all around, like you said.
Right. And that's what we come in to help people, mm-hmm. You know, whether they're a foreign investor or a domestic investor, they really need to pick the right franchise for their goals. And you know, if you're doing an E2 or EB5 visa, you really need to get you got to have the right company. Aside from it being, you know, right for your goals, it's got to be the right investment level, and you have to be able to create jobs in certain of these visa types. So you really need to talk with somebody, you know, like you to go through that, and you talk to somebody like me, and together we help people figure out the right franchise. So they have the legal side and the corporate side, and they have the franchise side all in one package with your program.
But it's funny how people want to, you know, you recommend a franchise attorney and they're like, oh, my brother-in-law is an attorney, but yeah, he's a, you know, real estate attorney. I don't think that's going to help you. You know, you have to really pick the right attorney that specializes, like you said.
Right. And yes, Lauren is the most, Lauren is the most qualified in the country, actually. She's very, she's very involved with legislation and what's going on in D.C. and what's going on abroad. Like this whole thing about treaties and stuff. She's just rattling off countries that she knows has treaties. I have no idea. I had no idea that was even a part of it. So it's really cool.
It's interesting, though, because like I get inquiries at least on a daily basis from foreign investors that are looking for investment opportunities or looking for counsel or looking for guidance. And I don't specifically recommend franchises because I'm not a franchise broker. So I would work with somebody like you, Tom, to recommend those franchises. However, if a franchise has gone that extra mile to create this together with me, this slide deck, this visa analysis deck that shows that they are like poised and ready to take on these foreign investors, it's going to put them right at the front of the line. Because the reality is that when you can probably vouch for this, I'm sure it happens, so a lot of franchises are apprehensive because they don't really know what all is involved in bringing in a foreign investor. They think that it creates additional liability for them or that they have some kind of, you know, potential problem where there is potentially an additional challenge of getting the visa, but if it's handled properly and if they've already got all the pieces in place and shown that they're ready to take on those investors, it's like a completely full circle opportunity, and it just seems like such a shame not to take advantage of it.
So if I'm a franchise company and I have, you know, 25, 50, 100 franchises, I could work with you. You're going to do an analysis of my franchise company to see if I'm, you know, E2 or L, you know, EB5, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. when somebody comes to you and says, this is what I'm thinking about doing, you could say, oh, you are cut out for this visa. And if you do it, then you should look at these, you know, maybe one or two or three franchises because they're already set and they're ready to embrace you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and some franchises work with me on an ongoing basis to help them to roll out that foreign investor appeal because it's an ongoing thing. You know, you can't just, it's not like it's one and done. So you have this analysis report, then you're going to have to translate mm-hmm. it into the languages that you're appealing to. And you're probably going to need landing pages for your franchise.
Right.
And I'm going to kind of help with all aspects of that and fulfillment, because at the end of the day, of course, you know, the tool is only as good as the fulfillment of the process, right?
So it's interesting. What comes to mind, Lauren, and you and I have never spoken about this part of it, but I was at an International Franchise Association meeting, I don't know, 2 years ago, and there was some very prominent presidents of franchise companies speaking, and somebody was talking about how they made it through the recession. And some of these big franchises said, the way we made it through the recession is by doing international franchising, selling master licenses into foreign countries. But now I'm thinking, you know what? You can also assure yourself that you're going to have an influx of cash. So, by the way, the person said the reason we did that is people in foreign countries, when they're buying a franchise, they don't go to the bank. There's no banks. They go to get family money.
Right.
So when the banks were drying up here in the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009, these companies were going into different countries and selling franchises in those countries, and those people did not have to go through banking. They just had, you know, the money. So here, you could say to a franchise company, you can ensure having some new franchise sales coming in, and if there was ever a recession, which of course there will be because it's secular, but you could ensure and kind of pad yourself a little bit by having this EB-5 and these other visa programs ready to, it's at the go, where you flip a switch and bring somebody in, and you don't have to worry about, you know, Joe Smith not being able to get a loan because you got these other guys coming in with you know, cash. So
there's a good side and a bad side of that. The good side is, like, for example, you mentioned 2008, 2009. That's actually when EB-5 began to really take hold because of the recession, because it was a way to bring foreign capital, any capital, and create jobs in the U.S., okay?
Yeah.
So that was kind of its heyday, and it became a very popular form of foreign investment and started really taking hold. The negative side, or the challenge of it, especially in the EB-5 world, is the regulatory environment, which right now there's a lot of uncertainty going on, which has had an impact on a particular part of the, especially a particular part of the EB-5 world, which actually may, in essence, have a positive impact on franchising as a tool for obtaining that green card, because the bigger impact is on the more passive investor, and of course, as a franchise owner, generally speaking, you're not a passive investor. So it's an interesting thing how the regulatory stuff works in tandem or almost not in tandem with the changes in the economy.
It's so crazy.
Like you said, it's cyclical and everything is, but we're facing a lot of ongoing deadlines. We've had 8 short-term extensions of the EB-5 program in 2 years. It's just crazy.
Right. Yes, I remember reading about it. So there's a lot of great information that you bring to the table. It's kind of one-stop shopping for, you know, foreign investors, but it's also one-stop shopping for franchise companies, these American companies that want to attract, you know, money and cash flow. This is, you know, I mean, it's crazy not to be involved with your program, and I've seen the program that you've, you know, that you're building from the inside. I've seen it, and it is, like, amazing. So it's crazy not to be involved. So if you're a franchise company listening, you need to get in touch with Lauren Cohen. And so as I say that, how could people get in touch with you?
So, again, my email address, I'll give you my direct one. It's lauren@ecouncilinc.com, ecouncilinc.com. You can also look on our website. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a really nice newsletter. We have a franchise page on our website. I think it's /franchise page. I can't remember exactly, but on the website in the drop-down of services, you can go to the franchise page and learn about our franchise analysis report that we're doing. And also my toll-free number, 866-724-0085, 866-724-0085. Even if you just want to call to ask a question or shoot me an email to ask a question, hey, what do you think? Do you think my franchise qualifies? I'm happy to help, but I don't charge for that first couple of questions or a little bit of time we can spend, and love to get to know some of these franchises around the country.
Yeah, no question about it. So, you know, this radio show goes podcast tomorrow morning. So if we have people listening, and I get calls from South Africa and all sorts of places all the time, if somebody wanted to contact you to talk about, you know, being an investor and getting a visa through a franchise program, do they contact you via email as well?
Yep, absolutely. I'm happy to help on both sides. And if they're ready to go forward, we can set up the whole structure, put, you know, get a lawyer in place, get the business plan going. It just, we're full service. It's a really one-stop shop, a quarterback, a concierge service that handles everything so that you don't have to. We simplify this very complicated process, which is, again, why I wrote the book, to simplify. A lot of people have said it's like a layman's version of these legal textbooks.
Wow,
that's which
great.
Is always challenging for us lawyers to take the legalese out of what we write and what we say.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody knows that. So what's cool is I was talking about this earlier, and I don't know if you looked into this yet, and we could talk offline about it if you need help, but you should take your book and get it done as an audio book. You know, Amazon does it for free, and you pay for the person, And I'm wondering, and Gina might know, could we hire people to read the book in foreign languages that Warren picks?
I think so.
I think you can, yeah.
Yeah, so I it's something that I've looked at. The reason I hadn't done it yet was because it was quite a long book and very technical. Mm-hmm. But I think that there, one of my plans was to split the book up. And when I split the book up, the preface, definitely I need to get on an audiobook. So that's something on my list of to-dos.
Cool. Well, I can help you with that. And, you know, Gina and I do all sorts of stuff like that in the marketing world. So we could just help you with that. That would be fun, I think. But I got a question, you know, question pop into my mind. How could franchises successfully market to foreign investors? I mean, I know you touched on it a little bit, but I want to get a little bit clearer for the franchise companies listening.
So it's really hard to have a single solution for all franchises, because it's really going to depend on the report and what the report says and what types of investors you're looking for and where you're marketing to, because each country is very different in terms of how they receive marketing materials, how they look at like webinars and podcasts and landing pages and email marketing. And of course, there's also different laws in each of the countries about how to do the marketing. So you have to really pick the countries that you're going to target, translate the documents and the materials into those languages, and then work with the marketing team on the franchise, the franchise's marketing team, to structure a plan that's specifically customized for that market and for that franchise. So, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all, because each one, it's like a restaurant, is going to be marketed very differently than what a massage facility, for example.
Yeah.
You're going to look at a very different demographic. So we really customize that for each. There's a strategy session that's included with the franchise analysis report, but that's more of an overview of, like, this is how we would implement this, this is how we would go about this. You know, I mean, LinkedIn and Facebook are going to be great avenues, Instagram, Twitter.
Sure.
Again, it really depends on the type of franchise, because kid-oriented franchises, for example, are going to have a totally different marketing structure than a tech company or a gym. So there's just so many out there right now. There are some that I tend to like better than others. And they work better just as a rule.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because they're just more logical choices for franchises, and they have a proven track record. So
this is great. So we're talking with Lauren Cohen, and Lauren, I want to thank you for being on the Franchise Radio Show. This information is just invaluable. I mean, there's so many people that probably don't even know about this that need to know about it, and so we're going to get it out there. It'll go out on iTunes tomorrow. And so Lauren's book is Finding Your Silver Lining in Business Immigration Process. It could be found on her website, which is ecouncil.com.
Is it on Amazon as well?
The book is on Amazon.
Yes, it's Amazon. Yes, mm-hmm. on Amazon.
And this is all about EB-5 solutions and visa business plans. And she's the expert. She's the go-to person in the United States, actually, for this process. So, Lauren, thanks so much. And as
things become,
you know, more solid in the regulations, we're going to have you back to talk more about this stuff.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren.
Sounds excellent. Thank you, Gina. Nice to meet you.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks. So this is the Franchise Radio Show, and you've been listening to Lauren Cohen, who helps foreign investors come into the country via visa programs and get their green card. It's an interesting little thing that the government formed over 10 years ago, and it's to help bring money into the United States and also create jobs. So really cool stuff, and it really helps franchise companies as well. So if you're a franchisor, you definitely want to have a conversation with Lauren. You could do it through me. I could make the introduction, or you could contact her directly. And again, my name is Tom Scarta, and I am a franchise consultant, and I match people with franchise opportunities based on skills and personality and goals. A lot of people call me the eHarmony of business, and I help people that are frustrated with their career and don't want to go to work on Monday morning, and other people that are laid off and want to not go back to the corporate rat race. And so reach out to me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I'll be happy to help you with figuring out if franchising is right for you or not. So thanks for listening in. This is the Franchise Radio Show. We're live every Tuesday night on 103.9 FM in New York and on iTunes on your podcast. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Tom. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.
God bless.